heard in the media, such as Glenn Greenwald, Nancy McLean, Alfred McCoy, Michael Parenti, Angela Davis, Noam Chomsky, Roxanne Dunbar-Ortiz, and Chris Hedges. And by the way, my new book with Noam Chomsky, Global Discontents, The Rising Threats to Democracy, is just out. You can order it from us. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To place a credit card order for CDs, MP3s, or written transcripts of both parts of Propaganda, Facts, and Fake News, and or my book with Noam Chomsky, just call us at 1-800-444-1977. Again, that number is 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order on our website, alternativeradio.org. Special thanks to Ole Andreas Sanmo. The Kronos Quartet performs our theme music. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the 28th Annual Cascade Festival of African Films from February 2nd through March 3rd. The Cascade Festival of African Films shows us Africa through the eyes of Africans, rather than a vision of Africa packaged for Western viewers. The films represent different countries and cultures and a range of lifestyles from pre-colonial to modern times, including both rural and urban settings. Films include 76 and The Footprints of Pan-Africanism and more at the Hollywood Theater, and The African Who Wanted to Fly, Foreign Bodies, Wulu, and many more at the Moriarty Arts and Humanities Building, Room 104 at the PCC Cascade Campus, 705 North Killingsworth Street in Portland. Again, that's the 20th Annual Cascade Festival of African Films from February 2nd through March 3rd. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. Up next is Chris Andre and Air Cascadia.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Community Sanctuary Solidarity at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the air. Secret societies amongst the FBI? Davos? Attacks against CNN? I mean, death threats? Trump's inner circle may not wait for the next presidential election. They've tested the waters, and apparently the waters are just fine. Looking at the political spectrum without seeking out a perspective, it appears that there's an eerie, overweening confidence emanating from the Democrats' side of the aisle, and there's there's a demented, off-kilter, entirely brainwashed thrill that seems to be rippling out from the Republican side. What to make of that? I thought about that this weekend, so I was sick anyway. So what it really does look like is that some sort of talk about a secret society, is some sort of backroom deal has resulted in a preordained result of the next presidential elections, which probably won't happen. Something else will happen, but not an election. I don't believe that what we had last go-round was an election either, for that matter, but that's water under the bridge, isn't it? But no, I think that there's just too much right now building up on this on whatever Trump is, whatever, he's certainly not a Republican, certainly not a Democrat. He is indeed the hellfire and pitchfork candidate in anybody's book, and is simply another tin pot despot on the world stage. He's going to be shipping himself off to Davos. So you've got secret societies festering, Davos with Trump's marriage obviously festering, especially with stormy weather on the offing, and madmen attacking CNN. And I don't mean just Trump. I mean random madmen attacking CNN and physically. Though I'm sure that if Trump were able to lift a baseball bat with his teeny weeny little pinkies, he'd probably take a swing at CNN if he could locate them. Weather for today in the area. It's been a cold and wet weekend, hasn't it? But today we've got for change some rain. Highs around 48, and that's balmy. And south wind 8 to 13, gusting up to 21 miles per hour. And tonight, lows around 46. Don't believe that for a minute. Think it's going to be a lot colder and breezy. And for tomorrow, the rain continues bucketing down, highs around 49. Even balmier. And a bit windier, too. We could have winds up 9 to 15, gusting up to 24 miles per hour, and it is an 100% chance of rain. For tomorrow night, rain continuing, lows around 38, and the wind continues as well, sweeping down that gorge at 8 to 10 miles per hour. And that's about it for weather for the next couple of days. What is been troubling me is the overweening confidence, the absolute, it seems, on all sides, the certainty that the part of the Republicans, that they have this in the bag. And they very likely do. It seems that we've got exactly the same scenario, only perhaps even worse, this go-around. And this is the run-up. Don't kid yourself. This is the run-up to the next presidential election. The Democrats congratulate themselves as, whenever they win a dog catcher seat. It's great to see that. It's great to see confidence. But the big problem here is that we continue, those on the left, if we can consider a Democrat that's even slightly to the left of the Republicans, is this urge to educate, particularly on the left. We feel that the rest of the world would just love to agree with us if only they knew the truth. And of course, we're here to educate them. Nobody wants to be educated. They already think they think they know everything that they need to know as things stand. In fact, then more than that, they would prefer to be educating the Democrats. So the idea that we're bringing light unto the masses, we should have learned by this time. It's a non-starter. And the other, the same issue from another perspective is, of course, that Democrats have seemed absolutely, completely convinced that they know what's best for the nation if they could just articulate it. The thing is that the Republicans won handily and without anyone seeing them coming, including the other Republicans. No one saw it coming, either Democrats or Republicans, last time around, for the simple reason that the message had been ground down like stones in a tumbling river to a point where they lacked all nuance and very little shadow. So it was easy for people to understand a message that simply wasn't there in the first place. There was sort of a bookmark, if we still had books, which we don't. Instead, we have Twitter and Facebook. But so if you have, if you're selling nothing, then and you put it in a great package, everybody's buying because there's nothing there to offend anyone. And with nothing much coming from a democratic voices, and I mean, really, where are you, Bernie Sanders? Where are some of the, we have very competent, very, very smart voices out there, but we keep trying to school people, and people don't want to be schooled. They want to be rallied. That's what they're buying. All this is right now a matter of figuring out something to sell to Americans. That should not be difficult because Americans demonstrably will buy just about anything if you tell them to buy it. So you figure out what you want to sell them, and then you put it in a package, and then you develop a logo and an ad campaign that is immediately recognizable to you and your dog. And then you begin flogging it over social media and whatever else you can get your lay your hands on in the way of media. Social media is so great, it's so cheap, and of course it's bright and shiny. So you flog that message, and if people happen to buy it, that's when you figure out what it was that you were selling and give them that, and they'll be very happy. It sounds so cynical, yet at the same time, it clearly it works, and it doesn't necessarily have to be an entirely self-serving, ugly, cruel package. It worked. If it works, then that would be the strategy that one ought to adopt if one doesn't intend to sell anything at all to Americans. Don't forget that this is not, we're not citizens anymore. This is not a democracy. This is capitalism. We're consumers. That's just the fact of the matter. If you engage in social media on any level whatsoever, you're not a citizen. You don't talk to your fellow citizens face to face. You're a consumer. If they're selling, you're buying. And before we can possibly move forward together as a community, as an assembly of communities, it's important to accept exactly where we are first. And I simply an observation based on those three ideas that we mentioned at the beginning of this. Secret societies, yes, that's right. Republicans would have you believe that the FBI is all wound up in secret societies, and that's why things are so haywire in the country. Of course, the FBI, as we all know, they're all a bunch of raving mad Democrats anyway. Davos, looks like Donald Trump is going to be heading off to Davos without Melania. And we all know why that is. Stormy weather, of course. It bodes ill of the presidential marriage, and it could easily tip Trump over the edge, which is why in the news today, America is seriously counting up the number of nukes they've got and thinking about adding a few more maybe. And yet, we still not a single word about the aftermath of nuclear conflict, what that would look like. There are people alive today who have no idea what the aftermath of nuclear conflict is going to look like. It's certainly not going to look like Davos, and Davos is not going to look like Davos either, because the whole works is going to be underground. And attacks on CNN, yeah. If we have people able to get at media, the so-called media, mainstream media, in the way in which this gentleman elected to do so, then we have right at grassroots level, right down to the very ground, we have a serious plague of madness on the land. And it, of course, reaches right up to the upper echelons of power. Jeff Sessions being questioned. Just a very few things to take a long, hard look at. If this is what no government feels like, well, then bring it on. We need a lot more of that. And the last thing we need is another moment of Trump so-called government. This has been a Cascadia for Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018. Engineering for us today is Tavi Fashi Drake. Thanks so much, Tavi. Derek Cooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Fix It Fair on Saturday, January 27th, 9:30 a.m. at George Middle School in Portland. The Fix It Fair helps you learn simple ways to save money and connect with resources. Join your neighbors and talk to the experts about how to spend less and stay healthy. There will be exhibits and hourly workshops on water and energy savings, food and nutrition, neighborhood and community resources, weatherizing your home, transportation, a repair cafe, and much more, with childcare and lunch provided. Again, that's the Fix It Fair on Saturday, January 27th, 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at George Middle School, 10,000 North Burr Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm.